I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Hi there. Welcome to a brand new episode of Against All Odds, an HT Smartcast original with me, Bose. This show is about extraordinary individuals who have survived impossible challenges. Eventually, they have reached where they wanted to. This show is about passion and persistence.
HT Smartcast.
You are listening to an HT Smartcast original.
Today I bring to you the youngest director to any IIM ever, Dr. Himanshu Rai. A happy-go-lucky acer from the very beginning, he quickly rediscovers himself in the face of any new challenge. In this episode, we shall discover who this person is. Born in Kanpur, his family was a firm believer in education.
Born to a single-earning family, my dad, who had just about come out of the village and started making some money while my mother was also studying. So in fact, my mother was 17 and a half when I was born. So she was in BA part one, and then she went on to do her BA, BEd, MA, MEd, PhD, DLit. So both of us in fact studied together.
He was learning English in his early life from a British tutor and Sanskrit as a student along with his mother. The family was also home for regular yoga congregations. It was a part of daily life for the family. How did all this impact his level of awareness?
So I've never come second in my life, either in academics or in anything that I participated in. And so growing up was a very interesting dichotomy. So on the one hand, I used to do very well when it came to all of these things, whether they were academics or extracurriculars, etc. On the other hand, I always felt that I'm trying to prove things to the rest of the world, which means I wasn't comfortable in my own skin.
Thereafter, he worked with Tata Steel for about 9 years. During that period, he started going to the Himalayas regularly with fresh graduates for training. That's when he fell in love with the mountains and kept going back again and again. During one such trip, he was staring at a question that became his moment of reckoning. His switch into the world of education.
I was in the Himalayas and reading a book, and I came across a passage in that book. This book is Alice in Wonderland, and there was a passage where Alice is walking and she reaches crossroads and she doesn't know where to go. And fortunately, she sees a cat coming from the other direction, the Cheshire Cat. So she asks the Cheshire Cat, "Where do I go from here? Which road do I take?" And the cat says, "That depends a good deal on where you wish to reach." Alice says, "I don't much care where." Cat says, "Then it doesn't matter which road you take." And that's when it struck me that I was living my life in a very, very competitive way. And to me, life was more about milestones, but I really did not know where I was headed. And that's when I figured out, it suddenly came to me like a flash that this is what I need to do.
A Cheshire Cat.
He came down with a mission in life to help others realize their potential. He, however, picked the formal route of getting into academics, right at the center of mainstream education. He went on to do a PhD program with IIM Ahmedabad. This became a good opportunity for him to search for answers to questions that were burning issues in India at that point of time.
I realized that I wanted to understand conflicts better. Now, I don't know whether it was a result of what I saw out there. So we had this 2001 incident, we had the 2002 incident, which was the Godhra incident, etc., etc. And there was conflict in general, happening around. And I wanted to understand this phenomena of what is conflict, how can conflict be resolved, what are the good ways of resolving a conflict. And therefore, I decided to do my PhD on conflict resolution.
He thereafter worked with XLRI and IIM Lucknow as a faculty, But with his unconventional ways, he raised many eyebrows. Why does this man smile so much? Why does he dress so casually?
I wasn't really concerned or careful about what I wore to the classroom. So sometimes I would go in my jeans and t-shirt. Sometimes I would be formally dressed. Others, I still remember I went into a lot of my classes. Whenever I would come back from my Himalayan this thing, because there would be a kind of a hangover of my Himalaya trek, etc., I would sometimes end up in my classroom wearing a Hare Rama, Hare Krishna kind of a kurta, which I would have bought from Rishikesh on my way back, and my jeans, etc. So a couple of people were very surprised, and I would get once in a while a comment from my colleague that, did you seriously go into the classroom wearing that? And I was, yeah, I did. And likewise, so in between, I took a two-year extraordinary leave from IIM Lucknow, and I was heading the India campus of SDA Bocconi, and I was a professor at Bocconi, Milan. And there I got used to wearing formals, tailored suits, because that's what the Italians wear. And now when I go into my classroom or in my office, I'm always dressed in formals. But either which way, I was very, very comfortable with what I was wearing, and I didn't think that other people would judge me on the basis of what I wear. So initially that was a problem because I felt judged. That also told me that a lot of faculty used to judge even students based on what they wore. Because I don't see it. I don't see what my students are wearing. It's just their faces and the interaction that comes to me.
To everyone's envy, the students loved him, and he always got the best of ratings. That he himself was a multifaceted person raised his ability to relate and empathize with others. And to top it, when one is mindful and conscious of the environment, there is this higher ability to connect with almost everything around. And this is perhaps what Miyai Csikszentmihalyi calls flow.
I've always approached people with an intention to learn something from them. And I'm of the firm view that everyone in your life can teach you something. By not just everyone, everything teaches you something. So even when you look at things around you, nature that is, there is something to be learned. There's something to be learned from animals. Now that I'm a pet father, I draw lessons from Bertie, my pet. In fact, I have my book, my only book, which is on negotiation, title Negotiation, published by McGraw-Hill, is dedicated to Bertie, who I call my pet, my baby, my friend, my philosopher.
As a faculty from a non-stereotype background, it was a learning phase for him. The existing system and practices might have been banal, but he bore with it so long as it didn't intrude on his individuality. He ignored most of what others thought about him. Then something big happened. He was appointed as the director to IIM Indore, the youngest director any IIM has ever seen. He had the experience of turning around the SDA Bocconi India campus as a dean, but the new role was way larger. There was a lot of resistance from the fraternity of academicians. Media was questioning the appointment. But the board that had appointed him was sure about him. He had stepped into the director's office with murmurs behind his back, with a reputation of being different and having his own distinct style. Given all the resistance, how does he manage dissent and take everybody ahead as one team?
People may find it very difficult to believe, but I don't take anything personally to a very large extent. So whenever even a personal comment is made, I try to, because that was a result of my PhD thesis. I mean, one of the elements that came out of my research work was that conflicts which are centered around tasks and processes at a low to moderate level can actually be functional, can actually be very good, because they'll help you to do better and they'll help you to be creative and innovative. Only conflicts that are centered around a person will necessarily be dysfunctional, because then people start taking things personally. So one is that I never took anything personally. So even though if somebody would come and, you know, make a comment, or if a particular newspaper said, gave the headline professor with less than this, instead of celebrating the fact that young people are being given an opportunity in academic world, just like in the corporate world, you have very young CEOs, here is a young director. I didn't take it personally. I said, what is it that I need to address? what is it that they believe a young person would not be able to bring to this particular position. And that's where I focused only on the systems. And I said, what I can bring in is speed, apart from whatever. So we started doing a whole lot of things very early during my tenure at IIM Indore. And fortunately, you know, when you start working hard, and when people watch you working hard, and they see that you genuinely want to help them as well to grow, they start coming with you. So one was that I made sure that I worked equally hard as everybody else, perhaps even harder, and in every field. So it's not that I don't teach. Very early with my job at IIM Indore, I took a subject. The fact that I got the highest feedback is again besides the point. But I taught the subject so that I established my credentials as a teacher as well. And I told them that I'm a teacher first. This is what makes me really happy. And the second I told them is, you need to tell me. I went to every faculty. I met every faculty and asked them, how can I be of help to them? And that concept of servant leadership is something that I strongly believe in. So when you are in a system where you are not the boss, so to say, but you are just what I call the first among equals, then I think a servant leadership approach helps a lot. And in any case, it is in line with my philosophy. The purpose of my life, that as I figured out, is to help people realize their potential. So likewise, I make sure that I help people, including my colleagues at IIM Indore, my students, my staff, my officers, I help them realize their potential.
Robust systems and servant leadership. For all young leaders and CEOs struggling out there, perhaps there is a lot to be learned from what's working for Dr. Himanshu against all odds. That's it from me. If you know of more such people who have inspired you and wish that I talk about them, do reach out to me at Bose for Leadership, that is Bose Numeric for Leadership, at Twitter and Instagram, and Shubham Basu on LinkedIn. Alternatively, you can look for the handle at HTSmartcast on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. The podcast is available on Spotify, JioSaavn, Google and all your favorite podcasting apps. I will be back next week with a brand new story.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.